Hey, sweetheart. No, don't get up. We still have plenty of free time. Just go back to sleep with me. I could certainly use the rest. I haven't been able to sleep yet. I've just been watching you, hoping you've been dreaming about me. I need to stare at your cute face more than I need to sleep. No, it doesn't get boring. It never fails to keep my attention, really. Each and every atom of your face is truly perfect. Even the flaws are flawless, if that makes any sense. It's like they're expertly placed to make you all the more cute. Cute, cute, cute. Ugh. You're such a cutie. Absolutely adorable. My cute, good boy. Lies, lies, lies. You're incredibly cute. Oh, it makes me want to squeeze you harder with my tail. Even though I wouldn't want to squeeze you hard enough to hurt you. And I won't, but I think about holding you as tightly as I can sometimes. A lot, even. But like I said, don't worry. I'd never hurt you. Lock you in my basement for all eternity as my personal heated body pillow. Maybe. But I'd never hurt you, my good boy. Oh, and if you weren't so cute, why would I always have my tail wrapped around you like this, huh? I bet you didn't think of that, did you, darling? It's because you're so irresistibly cute and I love you. My tail just naturally wraps around you sometimes when it senses my cute good boy. Sweetheart, are you sure you want me to squeeze you tighter? Absolutely certain. I know it can be cuddly, but I really don't want to overdo it. Well, okay. Maybe just a little tighter. But that's it. I have to restrain myself. After all, if I don't keep myself in check, I can be really extreme when it comes to you. I still can't believe that girl didn't press charges. Okay. Oh, how's that, darling? Is that tight enough for you? No. You still want me to go tighter? I don't know. You know I'd do anything to make you happy, cutie, but that also includes not hurting you. Well. Okay. Just a little tighter, but that's it. That's final. No tighter than that. No matter how cute your little puppy dog eyes are, okay? How does my good boy like this? That's tight enough for you, sweetheart. No matter how charming your puppy dog eyes are. No. Stop giving me that look. You're not gonna get the best of me. Fine. Just a little bit tighter. But that's it. The things I do for love. Like that time you came home to find that I set up a nice dinner for you for your birthday. Only you never gave me the key to your place, so I had to improvise. But you're my very, very precious boy. So it was all worth the effort. Especially when I saw the tears of joy on your face. At least I think it was joy. Speaking of joy, have I ever mentioned how happy you make me? Because you make me the happiest llama in the world. So many things about you make me happy. I'm happy when I'm eating with you. I'm happy when I'm talking to you. I'm happy when I'm walking with you. Well, okay, not walking in my case. I slither. But you get the idea. And I'm happy when I look at you too. Even if you're often not aware of my gaze. But let's not sweat that small detail. Besides, who am I to blame when you're such an irresistibly good boy? My good boy. All mine. 99% of my thoughts are just, you're mine. The other 1% are a bit more violent, but let's not talk about that right now. Oh, sometimes I think about giving you some bite marks to mark you as mine, to tell the entire world that you belong to me, but well, with my fangs being as sharp as they are, that's probably not the safest idea. And I have to keep you safe. I have to protect my good boy no matter what. I have to protect you from the harshness of the world. If something threatens you, I'll remove it. If something makes you sad, I'll remove it. If something angers you, I'll remove it. Because I do anything for you. Because I'm forever in love with you. If you told me to jump off a cliff, I'd do it. If you told me to set myself on fire, if you told me to drink poison, I'd do it. Although, there's a decent chance I'd be resistant, but that's not the point. The point being that I love you so, so, so much. I love you more than anything because you're my good boy. Oh, it's a good thing you're mine. It's good for you because you can have me take care of you. I can watch your back for you, perhaps a bit more intensely and sometimes more secretively than you're comfortable with. But I can take care of you in a way that others can't. I can always cuddle you to sleep like this, all wrapped snugly up in my tail. Or I can constantly tell you how precious and cute you are, which, by the way, you are, my lovely little good boy. But it is especially good for me. I get to touch you. Even just shaking your hand is a dream come true for me. And I get to call you mine. I'm always thinking it. But now I can justifiably say it too. And you know what? I think I want to say it again. You're mine. You're mine today. And you will be mine tomorrow. And the day after that, and all the days after that, you shall forever be mine because I am never letting you go. How could I ever let such a good boy like you go? There's no way I could. That's impossible. I love you too much for that. I love you. And you love me too, right? I'd do anything for you, darling. I'd brand myself with your name for you. I'd swallow needles for you. I love you. So you love me too, isn't that right? That's what I was hoping you'd say, good boy. Oh, you're truly amazing. Nothing in the world is worth more than you. If I had to choose between you and the world, it'd be you in a heartbeat. No matter how many times the choice was offered to me. It's incredible what you can do. No one in the world can make me happy like you can. No matter how bad my day has been, it's always a good day if I can see you. When I'm frowning, you make me smile again. Even if I were to lose all my money, seeing your face would make me feel like I got it back. Even if I became sick to the point of dying, hearing your voice would get me right back into the peak of health. I love you. I'm so glad you're mine. If I lost you, I would travel to the ends of the earth to have you again. But I haven't lost you. You're right here with me, in my embrace, and you're mine. And like I said, darling, I am never letting you go. You are mine forever. So I hope you've gotten used to being all coiled up in my tail. It's where you're going to spend a lot of your time, whether you like it or not, sweetheart. But I have a hunch you like it. You like it, don't you, darling? Ah, I thought you'd say that. Good boy. You know, you always look cute. But I think I find you even cuter when you're all wrapped up in my tail like this. All wrapped up where you can't get away. I could stare at this sight forever. It's such a shame I have to blink. And I will hear none of this I'm not cute talk, because you are the cutest thing in the world. I explicitly looked through kitten, puppy, and bunny pictures for hours to see if I could find one half as cute as you, and I couldn't. I know that's really weird, but it was all for the pursuit of science. Anyway, the point is that you're lovely and stunning, and I love you. I like that you're awake now, you know. I like talking to my good boy. I like that you can hear my voice. I often fantasize about a world where my voice is the only voice you can hear. What a wonder that would be. Although, it'd be inconvenient for you, maybe. Which is why I feel a bit guilty over it. But it's just a fantasy. I can control the most extreme of my urges, and I do it all for you, because I love you, and you are worth it. Like I was saying, I like that you're awake, but I'd like you to sleep too. It's a shame that I can't trademark your puppy eyes. You have just the most adorable sleeping face ever. I'll make do somehow, okay, sweetheart? So don't worry about me. Don't feel like you have to stay awake just to keep me company. You can keep me company even when you're asleep. I'll just be here, admiring you and appreciating your body warmth. Well, more like my body warmth. Because your body warmth is all mine, I've claimed it. It's one of the perks of having you as mine. But it comes from your body, and for that I am eternally grateful. You are so good to me. Such a good boy, yes. Oh, you are. You're a very good boy. My good boy. I love you. And do you know why? That's right. Because you're mine. So sweet. So lovely. So precious. And so mine. Oh, you are very, very much mine. I stole you away from the world and I am never giving you back. If the world wants you back, they'll have to pry you from my cold, dead hands. Speaking of cold hands, hold on. I need to warm mine on you. There we go. Oh, you're always such a big help. Thank you so much, darling. Anyway, I'll stop talking for a bit now. I just want to watch you, silently and content instead. I have a feeling I'm kind of keeping you here with all my chit-chat. Just get some sleep, okay, precious? When you wake up, you'll still be wrapped up in my tail. I love you, my good boy. What's that, sweetheart? You're having trouble falling back to sleep. Oh, goodness. Is there any particular reason why? I see. My coils racing around you. Do you find that distracting when I do it? I'm sorry, it's just so hard for me to help. You know I just love touching your body, feeling it so close and tight in my grasp. But it feels good, doesn't it? sweetheart. You think I'm surprised that this gets you aroused? Perhaps it was even my attempt a little. Oh, I know I should take better care of the things that are mine, but I just adore you so. I love you with my entire being and heart. Oh, how I wanted to make you feel good. Please, just let me. Oh, Rice. Hold you, release, and tighten around you. And if that makes you aroused, I'm certain I can help you release all that tension while I hold you. Would that be all right with you, my love? Oh, good. Oh, you're so very cute. Oh. That's it, baby. It's all right. You don't need any more clothes. Not when you're with me. In my grasp. So let me just... There we go. And your pants. There. Oh, my love. You're just so beautiful. So cute. I wish you could understand how much it excites me to have you wrapped in my grip. Just your adorable, cute, lovely little cock peeking through my coils. Do you like how it feels when I undulate my tail on either side of it? You like that, don't you? Just soft, gentle, there. Oh, my sweet boy, I love you so very much. That's it, good boy. So cute. You look so nice and dazed, my love. Oh, how I just want to touch you. To use you. To make you feel good. Please, can you relax for me? Lovely. I love you, my darling, but I don't want you to come just yet. I think it would be so lovely if you let me just position you here against my body. That's it. And let me guide your sweet, sweet cock inside of me. Oh, oh, darling. Oh, it's been so long since I had you inside me. Perhaps I shouldn't wait so long. It's so hard to control how tight I hold you. Oh, when I get to feel you. Oh, gosh. You're so warm. So nice and lovely and thick. God. Do I feel good around you, darling? Do you like how warm and wet it is? That's it. My cunt feels so good for you, doesn't it? You can feel the way my muscles tense and relax around you. Oh, oh, it's so pleasurable. Even when I don't let you thrust, I can just grind on you like this. Oh, that's it. Oh, you're simply so delectable, my love. My cute, sweet, adorable darling. Oh. I'm sorry, please forgive me. It's so hard to control myself when you feel like this. Oh, I just have to hold you tight and just, oh, so gently, just, oh, clench around you, please. Oh, darling, that's it. Oh, my love. Oh, goodness, you feel good inside me. Oh, your little face is so cute when it's this blissed out. Do you need to come, my sweet, sweet pet? I know you do. It's all right. I've got you here to make you feel good, to make you safe. Oh, gosh. Will you be good for me if I loosen my grip and fuck me the way I dream of feeling you inside me? Oh, please, my sweet, sweet boy, I need you so badly. Oh, yes. Thank you. Please, just... Oh, yes. Oh, darling. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love the way your cock spreads me open just like that. Oh, please, darling. Yes. Let me feel you. Oh, how lovely your cock feels. The gorgeous ridges on it. Oh, you're so delectable. Yes. Oh, please. Just like that. Oh, you're so good. Oh, my sweet human. My lovely boy. Oh, my pet. Oh, so hard not to just tighten around you, so tight, just, oh, God, oh, the way your cock feels, the way it feels to just hold you so close, to feel you'd have your mouth right there, how am I supposed to control myself? Oh, when you can do this to me. Oh, please, darling. Please don't stop. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. You just feel amazing. Oh, so amazing, darling. Please. Oh, goodness. Oh, I love you like that. Please. Please don't stop. I'm going to come, please. Oh, darling, please. Oh, let me feel your cum inside me. Please, let me take it. Let me have it all. Please, I need to feel it. Please, let me have your seed, darling, please. My sweet little boy, my pet, fill me up. Just, Oh, goodness. Oh, pet. Oh, that was so wonderful, darling. Oh, that's it. Oh, God, you feel so incredible. Oh, to have you fuck me, to feel your seed in me. Oh, goodness, am I lucky to have you. Darling. Oh, my love, let me wrap you back up. That's it. Just nice and tight to me. No, most certainly we do not need to pull apart. In fact, I'm going to hold you close to me for the rest of the night because because your cock inside me is simply too delectable to let go. Don't worry. I'll keep us safe in each other's embrace tonight. And now you, my love, can finally drift off back to sleep.